Pew, 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 pew.
Ah, 3 o'clock crowd. What's up, everybody? We are getting ready for game number 2, Lakers versus Warriors. Momo is here in L.A., and John, of course, is in San Francisco, where he will be calling the game with Michael Thompson starting at 6 o'clock, Slee with the pre at 4:30. So the news that just came down is that Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer has been fired. And it comes as a surprise or no surprise?
Well, this is why it was easy for Giannis to say there's no failure in sports, because he was safe. Giannis is the best player on the team. It was never going to affect him.
Sure.
But Mike Budenholzer, here's the amazing thing. Momo, think about this. 2019, Toronto wins the title. 2020, the Lakers win the title. 2021, the Bucks win the title.
Wow.
All three of them out. Mm-hmm. Nick Nurse, Frank Vogel, Mike Budenholzer, all fired.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Steve
a cold
Kerr won
business.
Last year. Let's see. He's got 1 year left on his deal.
I think he's okay.
He's okay. It'll be up to him. I don't think they ever fire.
Sure.
Him.
Right.
Sure.
I got to be honest. I am surprised that Bud got fired. That had always been, you know, you've heard that for so long. You've heard that for so long, but I kind of felt like Giannis threw him under the bus publicly in a couple of those press conferences, right? I mean, there was a quote.
Where he said we could have made more adjustments.
Out of respect, you got to let the coach make that adjustment.
Right.
Quote, Giannis Antetokounmpo, when asked, you know, if he wanted to guard Jimmy Butler in that series. Remember, they kept asking, why aren't you guarding Jimmy? Why aren't you, right? Out of respect, you got to let the coach make that adjustment.
I'm trying to think, Ramona, who gets that job? Does Nurse go there now?
They have a young assistant named Charles Lee they really like. But I feel to coach a team with Giannis.
I'm a general.
That is Charles
Lee. We're doing
Lee
serious NBA Hamilton talk.
I know. I'm trying to break it up a little.
It's okay. I feel like Nick Nurse is got to be the front runner there. Like that's been kind of in the NBA ether for the past couple of weeks, ever since Nick was fired in Toronto.
Right. But this doesn't happen without. I mean,
yeah,
star
you don't
players
fire
des-
a
star
coach.
Players decide who their head coach is.
100%. Yeah, and also let's go back in NBA history to a story that, and I hate to, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but to a story that I wrote.
I'm sure I read part of it.
It was good. It was when Jason Kidd got fired. And basically told Giannis, and Giannis tried to go, like, he was out, and he, like, ran down there and tried to, like, save him and said, no, don't fire Jay Kidd. Because Giannis and Jason had a really strong relationship. And, you know, and Giannis called Jason and was like, is there anything I can do? And, you know, obviously, once the decision is made. But Giannis didn't have a clout back then. Giannis had not won an MVP or broken through in the playoffs. He was still a young player on his way up. Now he's a 2-time MVP, an NBA Finals champion, and for my money, the best two-way player in the league. So he definitely was told about this decision. I don't know what he would have said, but they went ahead and did it. So,
well, it didn't happen without him signing off on it.
Yeah. They wouldn't have. If he would have, you know, said, no way, don't fire
that's
him.
That's my guy.
That's my guy. Yeah. Then it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is just a.
It's cold business, man.
It's a brutal business. It's a
Ramona,
brutal business.
Ramona, are you surprised Frank Vogel hasn't gotten one of these jobs? I kind of am.
A little bit. I think Frank will get a job eventually. There's something. I think Frank's a great coach. I think he did really well in LA.
Yeah, me too.
But he's never going to win you the press conference.
Hmm.
I mean, even when the Lakers hired him, it was like.
Well, that was that really
conference?
Weird circumstance.
That was
which,
strange when
right
it was the
Raw,
first press conference
you know,
they'd had since
Magic.
Magic quit. Yeah. And yeah.
Frank was, I think, underappreciated in LA.
I agree.
And he will be underappreciated wherever he goes next because there's just nothing exciting about hiring Frank Vogel except that he won a championship. But I don't think he gets credit for that because.
So I'm trying to figure
LeBron.
Out, Momo, what's open now? Detroit's open, right?
Yep. And
Houston just got filled. M.A. Udoka is going to Houston. So
Toronto's
just,
open.
Detroit, Toronto, Milwaukee are now the openings.
Correct.
Okay.
And Nick Nurse will get one of them.
Maybe.
He won't get Toronto, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
I think a lot of people thought he would get Houston.
See, right? I thought Frank Vogel would be good for Houston. Young team out there, but maybe.
I'm glad for Frank that he didn't get Houston.
Because you think that, well, Harden might be going there.
Yeah, yeah. Wembanyama may wind up there.
Yeah, if I were Nick, I would wait and see. Well, first of all, I would definitely want the Milwaukee job. But Nick Nurse he's just a great X's and O's coach, just a great strategic coach. But I would sit back and wait and see who wins the lottery. It's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Ireland, you've got 3 minutes.
Okay.
Tell us, because I know you got to hit the bus.
Yeah.
Give us your read on tonight, game two, San Francisco.
I think the Warriors are going to come out very, very focused and aggressive. They know their dynasty is on the line. I don't believe if the Warriors lose tonight, their season is over, but both of you do.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's the way they've got to look at it, that if we lose tonight, it may be the end of the dynasty. So I think this will be the hardest game for the Lakers to win, certainly in the postseason and maybe all year. Now, having said that, LeBron was not LeBron in game one. He was 9 of 24. If LeBron shows up tonight and plays his normal game, I think the Lakers have a great chance to steal it and go up 2-0. So keep your eyes on LeBron. I think they're going to take Anthony Davis out with a lot of double teams, and somebody else is going to have to step up. Now, something to think about. AD, when he passed out of double teams in game one, his teammates were 5 for 5. So that's a key tonight. When he gets doubled and he throws it out to D'Angelo Russell, throws it out to Jared Vanderbilt, throws it out to Austin Reeves, Rui, if he gets in there, those guys got to hit shots.
Although, you know, AD played 44 minutes in
game
one.
He won't play that many tonight.
LeBron played 40. Who makes up those minutes?
I think Hachimura only played 10, 11 minutes, so he'll get a few more. I don't think they're going to increase the rotation, though. I don't think you're going to see guys playing tonight that didn't play the other night. Maybe Kuminga on the Warriors side, but I think the Lakers are sticking. The Lakers only played 9 guys, and Wenyen Gabriel only played 4 minutes. So they really only played 8 guys, which Michael says is what you want to do in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So somebody other than AD is going to have to step up tonight. My guess would be LeBron, but it might be Austin Reeves.
Yes.
Might be D'Angelo Russell. Might be Rui Hachimura. Might be one of those three. But is this going to be the hardest game to win this season because the Warriors are playing for their lives?
All right.
I'm hyped.
Yeah.
You just got me going, John.
Ireland.
I can't wait.
Do you have 45 seconds of Dave Shore kind of pregame send-off?
Shore from the floor?
Yeah.
Shore from
Let's the floor. Let's do it. Let's hear it.
Well, no, the big question tonight, if you're a Laker fan, is can the Lakers match the Warriors' intensity, because the Warriors are going to play harder than they've ever played before tonight. This is really, think about it, Momo. This is the end of their dynasty if they blow this. I think Clay or somebody else gets traded. I think that they maybe Draymond has the right to leave. He has a player option.
Yep.
It could be the end of the Warriors as we know them. I don't think they're going to take that lightly. I think the Warriors are going to look a lot like Boston did last night, really focused and really aggressive. The question is, can the Lakers match it?
The great thing about dynasties, John, they end.
Yeah, they all come to an end at some point.
All right. Hey, go grab the bus. Thanks, man. And we will, tomorrow, we're going to be on the road. You got a busy 24 hours here.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Have a great call.
All right, see ya.
Cool.
He slept 4 days ago. He doesn't need. He'll
did.
Be fine.
He's got sleep in the bank. Sleep in the bank. All right. And Coors Light and Topo Chico are giving you the chance to see Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, and the rest of the Angels play the Texas Rangers tomorrow night on Cinco de Mayo with Scott Kaplan and Boss Amanda, and Chris Morales is going to be there. Here's how you win right now. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Be caller number 7 for a 4-pack of tickets to watch the game with the 710 family right after our pregame at the ESPN LA Cinco de Mayo Fiesta at Solita in Anaheim. Coming up next for you, we've got a verdict in a case that we talked about earlier this week or last week. A very important verdict. That's coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pew! Pew! Come on.
Yeah,
Momo.
This is the one. Pew! Pew!
You've got the best pew of anybody here. Pew! Pew! That's the actual pew.
Well, that's from when when you read an article from a website called Pew or something, and then we just mocked you.
Pew! Pew!
Yeah.
That's not the actual pew.
No, that was me or Greg, one of those. One of us.
Oh, pew, me pew. Getting mocked, imagine.
Pew, pew. You read an article from a Pew Pew magazine.
How do you spell pew? Is it just P-E-W?
P-U-G-H.
P-E-W.
Just P-E-W.
P-E-W.
You spelled
pew, pew.
You spelled pew like Florence Pew.
Yeah, Florence Pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Well, because P-E-W is too close to few. Pew.
Yeah, few, pew. You're adding a P instead of
the
F.
We've covered that.
And we can keep talking about it.
Yeah.
So Lakers Warriors tonight. We know this is I agree with Ireland. This is kind of dynasty on the line.
No, I totally disagree.
How do you disagree?
I think that is a convenient narrative that I was falling into myself. But when I spent some time around the team,
I am great with convenient narratives.
Yes, you are great with convenient narratives. I think, like, I really have been around that team a lot. I went up to like 3 of the games in the last series.
You've covered a lot. Yeah, and of Golden State.
And I know the people there who are making the choices and the things. I think, yes, there is a world in which Clay gets traded and Draymond declines his player option. Then it's just Steph and Steve Kerr till the end, whatever.
Right.
And, you know, Bob Myers could just leave and do TV. He could be our colleague next year. There's a world in which that happens. But they already beat the Kings. They've had a pretty good run here. And I think you've seen enough in these playoffs to say none of the other players are ready.
Yeah.
Like none of the other guys are ready. So they were doing this two-tier system for a while. They were like, "Oh, we're going to be the Spurs and we're going to get these young guys,
Kuminga and Moody and Wiseman
and Steph is just going to hand off
the next layer of
stars."
Yeah,
here comes the old guys and then the new guys and they switch places, right? And it's just not working out.
They missed on the young guys.
Yeah, the only guy that's really turned into anything is really Andrew Wiggins, and he was not really a young guy. So the draft picks that they've had have largely missed. Gary Payton II is probably the most successful player development guy they've had. And it was a nice idea. And if you draft well and you get the right guys in those roles, if you get Manu and Tony and Kawhi, then you can be the Spurs.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you've got 2, 3, 4 more years of Steph, Clay, and Draymond. So just run it back, add a couple of vets, and be a little top heavy.
That's okay. So I'm being prisoner of the moment because it's my job.
Yeah.
If the Warriors lose tonight, I think the series is over.
I think the Lakers will win the series if they win tonight.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Now, they could still go 7.
Yeah.
Or 6 or 7 or whatever it is, but it's really hard to come back from losing the first two at home.
Yeah, that's very tough.
Yeah.
Very tough. So, I Bergman, do you agree? Do you think it's over if the Lakers win tonight?
Yeah, they take 2 at home with a team that's not very good on the road. Yes, I think it's over.
They don't win tonight. Actually, give me 40K on the Warriors tonight.
40K on the Warriors? See, I don't like this, though, because you're always
They're going
to
tie today.
Yeah. Do you not care that that's a total jerk move?
No, because we're playing to win, right? So I'm going to make money so you don't catch up to me. I'm
just trying
to
get respect away from the player.
Yeah.
I respect
it. Why do you guys hate me for trying to make money off of any team?
Like, it's fine. Because I don't think I could ever put a bet down against the Lakers. Against
by the way,
Rams,
I lost on that Bucks bet. Remember, I was like, I was like, the Bucks in 7. Yeah.
I won't bet on a game that my team is playing in.
That's fine. Like 40K, I got it. It's cool.
You have plenty.
Mason, why are you so shocked? Seriously.
Because I just think it does.
Look, you already bet.
You know what it is? Mason's like a true fan. Like, I think it hurts your soul a little bit to bet against the Lakers.
I call the Lakers
or
in 7.
Or bet against the Dodgers.
Today, I mean, there's a lot of basketball left.
Well, you wouldn't bet against the Dodgers or the Lakers. You would never bet against them.
Yeah, but I just.
Never. I would never.
He just did.
Yeah, no. Jorge would. No, Mason would.
Yeah, Mason.
I would never.
Yeah, you would
never.
I would
make
predict
a bet.
It, but I wouldn't bet against them.
I just wouldn't. I wouldn't make a bet.
Yeah, Lakers in 7, they lose tonight. Give me my 40K.
Because there's a world where there is a world where Golden State blows them out tonight.
Yeah.
I think they took a pretty good punch from Golden State. Golden State lit it up from beyond the arc, and the Lakers were able to withstand that. The likelihood that Golden State repeats a 3-point shooting performance like that, it's not impossible, but you would imagine they would regress from that peak. At the same time, Anthony Davis, they don't have the size down low to cover him. They throw multiple bodies at him. the likelihood that Anthony Davis goes 32 and 20, whatever it was, 32 and
20.
20. Fact, probably not likely. He's going to have a great game, I think, but not likely. But this was two teams playing really well.
You play the game to win.
So I've been listening a lot to LeBron talking about Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Because I'm always interested in their dynamic and their friendship and their in how they're going to go play these games together, but also the rest of their careers together.
Right.
Like that's what it feels like for those two. And a couple games ago, LeBron was asked about Anthony Davis when he was great in the closeout game against Memphis, and somebody goes, "What's your reaction to AD tonight?" And he goes, "He was AD." Like he was not, it was not like, oh, over the top complimenting him. He was just like, he's that good. He should be that good every night.
Yeah.
And it was like this, like what you were, the story John was telling about Shaq's dad.
Yeah.
Just go do it again. Like LeBron, in a lot of ways, is the guy that Anthony needs approval from. Whenever you're a
Wait
star,
a minute,
whoever.
LeBron is the guy that Anthony needs approval from.
Correct.
Right.
Like he's the big brother in the relationship now.
Sure.
And he has been ever since Anthony joined the team. Like there was this first AD had to go win a title to prove he's one of the all-time greats.
Yes.
And he did that. And he came through and he hit the big shot and he yelled Kobe in the butt, right? Like that was the against Denver, the big three. But you know, he's kind of been inconsistent the last few years due to injury or his own play or whatever frustrations. And I feel like whenever now I'm listening to LeBron he is classic big brothering him right now.
Yes.
He is classic, like intermittent reinforcement.
Yep.
Sometimes I'm going to be hard on you. Sometimes I'm going to push you. Sometimes I'm going to remind. Sometimes I'm going to be really great to you. Like last game, he was falling all over himself.
Yes.
He was gushing because AD needs that. But you can't do that every game. You have to sometimes say, he's AD. That's what he's supposed to do.
Right.
Like, so I am always fascinated by their dynamic because when they won, it was because Anthony Davis was the best player. I mean, LeBron had an amazing series, but they need AD to be at that level. And I think LeBron is the only guy who can get Anthony Davis to that level.
You know who this is the theme song for?
Darth Vader.
And?
The scary guy.
Jorge Briones.
No, stop.
Jorge Briones, who is betting against the Lakers tonight.
Pretty good there, Jorge. Pretty good.
Jorge the villain. All right, coming up next.
Come at me.
I've got
the last guy who was the villain just got told to go home and we're moving on from you. Dylan the villain.
Yeah, Dylan the villain. All right, coming up next, I do have the results of a trial that we talked about while Ooh. It was going on, and finally there is some resolution. We got that coming up for you as we continue to get you ready for Lakers Warriors. By the way, tomorrow we're on the road. We're officially out there for you, especially in the OC. We are. It doesn't happen that often that we all wind up out on the road doing a show. But
how many tacos are you going to eat?
I'm going to, you know what? Got to be careful.
Oh, you're cutting weight.
Got to be careful.
So what if you just ate just the protein?
Oh, no, I'll eat just the protein. Yeah, no, I'll have tacos, of course, I'll have tacos.
Because I used to do that when I was doing no carbs. I would just eat just the cheese off the pizza.
Yeah.
And just the meat out of the taco.
I'm going to eat. I'll be stone cold sober, but I'm going to eat. You can meet us in the OC at for Cinco de Mayo. We're taking over Solita Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim. Big Cinco de Mayo fiesta. We're giving away Angels tickets. We're giving away Solita gift cards. And this is big, Mandy Awards tickets.
You can't get those anywhere.
No, they're on StubHub.
They are?
The get-in price is like $10,000. for the Mandy Awards, but you can win them tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Join Travis and Slee, me and Ireland, Shadano and Cap, and the entire 710 crew at Anaheim's hottest new restaurant, Solita Tacos and Margaritas. Light the fire within, feed your soul. Mason and Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Yeah, that's my theme song. Come at me. People on YouTube are mad because I'm betting against the Lakers. Come at me. I don't care. I can take it. Let's go. Keep them coming.
This happens to me every time I'm asked to make like an objective, unbiased
opinion. Right, like you picked against the Lakers in this series.
It's not because I want one team or another.
Exactly.
I just look at how they line up and I go, okay, I think the Warriors with the championship experience and a deep roster, a veteran coaching staff, Seven games, home court advantage.
Yet,
let's go.
Think about it, this is what Jorge wants. Jorge wants to win money.
Exactly.
So you will be disappointed if the Lakers win this game.
As a matter of fact, you won't make it 80. Let's go.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Look at what, Jorge, you're crazy. Okay, see, here's the thing. Now that you just bet 80.
80.
It is 80 now. When you, if the Lakers win. Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, wait, this is interesting.
This is very interesting.
I've got 30 on the Lakers.
Right, if the Lakers win, you lose 80, and you'll be down to 363. Mason will be up. He'll pass you.
Oh, wow.
He will be actually. Yeah, he'll be at 340. Oh, no, you'll be right next to each other. 343 to 340.
See, I'm still up.
Back in the game.
It's okay. Then it's all over. That changes
you
everything.
You got five for me, right?
But
did I lose five on that?
Yeah, you lost
but
five.
Mason, you should I'm close to five.
Mason, you should push to 35.
Jorge, you
okay,
sound.
35 on the Lakers plus the. Is
I'm
it
board
six?
At home.
I found 6.5, by the way.
No, I know, but you bet at six. But you just went to six. You just bet again, so you're at 6.5.
Okay.
Because you got the ticket at six.
I got the ticket at six.
But
now
you upped it, so I'll give it to you at 6.5.
Yeah, give it to me at 6.
I'm the bookie. It's okay.
And no, you're the screener.
No.
Oh, just the screener. No.
See, based on my board at home, I'm projected to make 8,500 by the end of this month.
So, Momo, he's claiming that he's got a board at home where he keeps track of how much money he's got. This is the Jorge betting board.
No, the swag system board.
Hey, Jorge, I got your back, though. It's like I always say.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't mistake a prediction for fandom.
Yep, exactly.
That is not an expression.
He texted me that yesterday.
It's not.
That is actually, now you've used it. So the very first time you said it, it's like I always say.
Yeah.
That was the first time you ever
said
it.
No, that wasn't. I said it all the time.
But now you have said it multiple times, so now it is what you always say.
It is possible that he said it on the Blue Report or something.
Blue Review.
Hey, the Blue Review every day on ESPN LA YouTube.
Yeah, every day. It's up, actually.
Have you said it there? Is that where? Is that why we missed it?
What? Did I say it there?
Yeah.
No, I've said it all over Twitter. I've said it in talk. I say it to Jorge all the time. No, I say it to Jorge all the time.
He texts me, and we have a conversation.
So I got your back, Jorge.
You could say that, Momo.
What?
You want to go on Money Island?
Don't mistake.
I'm down. Our name could be good after prediction
for fandom. Although you can't really be a fan.
No, I mean that's the whole thing. Like you know what the greatest compliment to me is that both Clipper fans think I'm a Laker homer and Laker fans think I'm a Clipper homer.
Laker fans definitely think you're a Clipper.
Oh, homer. I'm still waiting for whatever Ballmer's supposed to be giving me. Like that.
Well,
that's a thing. Like
are you
okay. I'm not actually on the payroll.
Are you or are you not getting paid by Steve Ballmer under the table? Yeah, Jorge. All right. So let me get to this thing I've been trying to get to.
I deliberately am not going to answer you.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know what you're going to do with it if I answer you.
Yeah, we have it on tape.
I know.
All right. So we got into this last week.
Unless we're talking Toto toilets. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
We got into this last week, and we actually talked about this trial that's been going on between Ed Sheeran and the estate of Marvin Gaye. Have you heard any of this?
I have heard about this. Okay. I have heard you talk about it.
So Ed Sheeran was charged, or I guess alleged, to have stolen the song Let's Get It On.
Musical thief, Ed Sheeran.
There you go. Now, this is Marvin Gaye.
Yep.
Get that vibe. Now get this vibe.
I don't see it.
It's the drums, Mom. It's the drums. Listen to the drums.
Okay. It's a it's a really different song.
Yeah.
I mean, the drums are the thing.
I mean, it's like the other one's got the horn and the...
So if you were on the jury, you would find in favor of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But doesn't matter. I mean, it's a simple beat. They're not changing.
It's a really simple beat.
It's a really simple, normal beat.
Do you find
beat.
In favor of Ed Sheeran?
I find in favor of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, same here.
And also, Marvin Gaye always goes after everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, his estate.
His estate, excuse me.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran does not have to pay the Marvin Gaye estate anything. The jury ruled that Ed Sheeran did not steal that song or that beat or that groove from Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
So even though I once said Ed Sheeran musical thief, I was...
So you would have found from Marvin Gaye.
I would have found
from
Marvin Gaye.
I see the I hear the similarities.
Yeah.
I just think it's simple and that the horn, it gives it a whole different vibe. I think the Ed Sheeran one is a little slower. I'm sure there's some ChatGPT that can analyze whether it's from the same sample.
Oh, I'm sure they did it.
And then you also have to show in the way the, you know, if you actually go to trial, you have to have evidence. You can't just play it side by side and be like,
oh, no, you did. They did.
But what, there's got to be some other evidence to say, like, well, oh, did you listen to this song?
Okay, so this is interesting. Ed Sheeran actually sat in the witness stand with his guitar. And he demonstrated how many different songs, he played like 10 different songs that all had that same kind of groove to them, saying, mine's no different. These chords and this music has been around for hundreds of years.
Yep.
And it doesn't have anything to do with Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye was built upon other music, and his music is built upon that.
See?
So they found in favor of Ed Sheeran, even though I declared Ed Sheeran a musical.
You better be careful. Maybe Ed Sheeran's going to come after you.
An alleged.
There you go.
Musical thief. Yes.
Slander.
It's not slander. It's not slander. All right. I wanted to do this. I've got a list of the 10 highest paid athletes for 2023.
All right.
10 highest paid athletes for 2023. And I guess this includes endorsements. This includes all the stuff that goes along with it. Endorsements, salary, etc. I want you to, when we come back, don't look it up.
I won't look it up.
When we come back, I want to give you guys a shot to call them out. Okay? We'll do that. Plus, a show that Peyton Manning is developing that I think all of us are going to watch. That's also coming up. We're getting ready for Game 2 in San Francisco at the Chase Center. As established, Lakers getting 6.5 in this game tonight.
That's a lot.
It is a lot of points. Anthony Davis was a monster in Game 1, 30 points and 23 rebounds. And as John pointed out a little while ago, LeBron didn't have his best game. 9 of 24. I have been saying throughout this series, well, I mean, at the beginning of the series, I said at some point we're going to talk about the Austin Reeves game. I think he's going to have a game in this series that we talk about him a lot for. Maybe it's tonight. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Jorge, people are not happy
it's okay.
with you.
It's one game out of seven. Come
on. You're taking a beating online.
There's a lot of basketball left. People, right. Come on. It's one game.
Junior, Costa official says, it doesn't surprise me that a 49er fan is rooting for the Warriors. Dude is the fakest Angelino. He belongs in the Bay.
Fakest Angelino. Okay.
Although Tim in the OC came after me. He says, Ramona is a Warriors fan because Clay let her cruise on his boat a few months ago. That's true. I did go on his boat. I did a story.
So that means you're a Warriors fan.
No, it does not. That's not
people,
what that means.
People, it's mythical money. Come on.
Fake Angelino.
Look, you cannot mistake predictions for fandom.
You always say that.
I always say that.
It's your expression as of a week ago.
Mailman Matt says, someone tell Jorge, don't ever take sides with anyone against the family.
Oh, that's the Al Pacino.
That's the Al Pacino meme.
Exactly.
Did I do the voice good?
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Actually, Mace, I think you do it better.
Don't take sides against the family.
Come on, Pelican.
All right. So, 10 highest paid athletes of 2023. I want to see how many you can get. You can all team up. Obviously,
right.
There's some soccer. There's some basketball. There's
golf, probably.
Golf, yes.
Tennis.
Tennis, yep.
Number one, I think, is Cristiano Ronaldo.
And that is absolutely correct. He is number one.
Yeah. Number two is Lionel Messi.
By the way, for Ronaldo, it's $136 million is what he's going to make this year. Number two is
Messi.
Messi is going to make $130 million this year. So right there.
Somewhere, Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe.
That's a good call.
Number three. Momo may need no help here.
Okay, Tiger's got to be up there. Tiger, still on the list?
Probably somebody in Liv.
Oh!
No on Tiger.
It's probably somebody in
Serena.
Liv.
Serena's going to be on the list.
You're guessing too fast. Let the guys
help. So there's got to be, let's forget the basketball players out of the way.
All right.
So who are the highest paid basketball players?
LeBron.
I don't think he's the highest paid, is he?
Yeah, but with all the endorsements he is, that's the right choice.
Okay, LeBron.
LeBron, $119.5 million.
What's he ranked? Four?
Four.
Okay.
So, another basketball player.
Steph Curry
is number eight. Yes. So you
is
got
there a, is there a third basketball player?
Yes.
Would it be Giannis, Embiid, Luka?
Okay, you can't just guess five
no,
of them.
No, no, I'm yeah, talking to you.
You guys are having a convo. You guys are having a convo.
We're having a conversation, yes.
Yeah, it's a convo.
Yes. So
We're putting our heads together.
Yeah, who has a bigger endorsement in the NBA world? Is it Giannis?
I'm trying to think of, like, endorsements. I might go with Chris Paul. He's got a big salary and a bunch of endorsements.
He does have a bunch of endorsements. He has that.
Oh, wait. It's got to be Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is it?
I think this is all active athletes.
Active, okay.
Oh, active, okay. Go with Chris Paul.
Okay.
Chris Paul. No?
No.
Big salary.
Nope.
Mm.
One of his teammates.
Oh, KD.
Oh, yeah, we should have guessed that.
Yeah. $89.1 million is what he's going to get this year. All right, so you got one tennis, two golf, and one boxing.
So it's not Serena. So who is the biggest male?
Osaka.
Who's the biggest male?
It's Osaka, I think.
No, is it probably?
It's probably
male. Nadal or?
No, it's the
isn't Nadal
the guy Nadal and Djokovic.
Djokovic. So is it? It's one of those two?
Federer.
Nope, neither. Federer. There you go. Federer. Yeah.
Did you guys get the boxer?
95.1. He's 9 million. No, the boxer's still out there.
Is it still Floyd Mayweather?
Or Canelo?
No, Canelo.
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 Canelo Alvarez. Yeah. Canelo Alvarez is number five.
So, any race car drivers?
Nope. You're missing two golfers.
Is it one of them is Phil Mickelson, maybe?
Phil Mickelson is number seven. Yes.
Jeez, he makes more than Steph Curry.
Well, he gets all the live money.
You may or may not. Ireland will get it.
Is he a live guy?
He's a live guy.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
John Rahm or something. No, is he a live guy?
No, he's not a live guy.
I don't know who the live guys are.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson.
Those live guys make.
Married to Paulina Gretzky.
Oh, is she? Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. There's the highest paid athletes.
Do you hear that story about Messi going around?
So Federer's retired, though, I think, isn't he?
So who is back to Barcelona?
So. There's a big controversy in the soccer world.
Okay.
Lionel Messi plays for PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. Plays with Mbappe, their teammates there.
Neymar.
And Neymar. And they kind of suck right now. They've been losing a lot and haven't been doing good. And he's an official ambassador for Saudi Arabia. Because Saudi Arabia...
An ambassador to Saudi Arabia?
No, for like tourism.
From Saudi Arabia?
No, like tourism for Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And I think this is tied in with the next World Cup bid for 2030. Mm. So they're sort of paying him a lot of money to visit. He has to visit Saudi Arabia like three times a year on a tourist vacation.
Yeah.
And he's postponed this trip several times. Well, PSG lost a game and the players had been told, if we win the game, you guys have Monday and Tuesday off.
Okay.
If we lose the game, you only get Tuesday off.
Yeah.
And they lose the game and Messi just says, you know, I've just rescheduled this trip so many times. I gotta go. And he just went to Saudi Arabia on this tourism thing.
Yes.
Against the club's wishes.
Okay.
And the club suspended him.
Yeah. And PSG just suspended him for 2 weeks without pay.
But is he still going on the trip?
He went on the trip.
He was there.
He was there. He just went and did it.
Because the Saudis probably pay him
so much more than PSG.
Ridiculous more than he gets for playing soccer.
And I think he was kind of on his way out there anyway, but I've never seen a superstar get suspended like this.
Yeah, no, I guess there's reports out there that says that he's going back to Barcelona after this year.
Either Barcelona or Miami. Yeah. There was a talk of him going to Miami.
Oh, yeah, there was talk of him going to
There's a Saudi club that's trying to sign him.
Yeah.
All that.
Okay.
Okay. That's a big story in the soccer world.
Yeah. Jorge?
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah.
You don't want to get into the whole, like, nobody's too big for the game. Ronaldo got sent off, too. No? Okay.
No.
Got
it. Wasn't going to go there.
That's enough messy talk
for today.
Wasn't
going to go there. That is the conclusion of messy talk for today. So this, you know what? Do you remember how sitcoms used to be like workplace comedies?
Yeah.
You know, like Cheers was a famous workplace comedy show. Everybody went to the bar.
Right.
So Peyton Manning, who's now, I guess if you're a retired athlete or even an active athlete like LeBron, you're always producing some kind of show. By the way, when you yawn, everybody can see it.
Sorry. It's tired.
You're keeping Momo awake. All right. So Peyton Manning is executive producing a workplace comedy set at a sports book.
Isn't I like that.
That like right yeah. on the money, right where yeah. we are?
Yeah. Although now, like, I feel like I've read three stories in the last 2 days about people getting in trouble for betting on sports. Like yes. the Alabama baseball coach okay, is out.
So yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. So I've been saying for a while, the thing about gambling is that it is Pandora's box.
Yep.
And eventually you're going to catch somebody using inside information or somebody involved to actually try yeah. to win dough. And that happened, in fact, in the state of Ohio, where they've just introduced sports gambling, they banned betting on Alabama baseball. And as it turns out, it's because their coach is involved in this thing.
It's just too easy.
Isn't it just a matter of time?
It is. And then the guys on the Lions, all the players on the Lions got banned.
Yep.
I mean, Calvin Ridley. I mean, it feels like the owners and the teams are all making money off this.
Yep.
It's now integrated into all of our coverage.
Absolutely.
All these shows I look up, and it's FanDuel and DraftKings and BetMGM and all that. I mean, okay, so I'll tell you this.
Yep.
When I do our shows, I try not to do the betting stuff.
Yeah.
Because okay. I feel like journalistically it feels weird to me right now. Because I know that people take stuff that I report, or I know people like Tim Bontemps does his MVP straw poll.
Yeah.
And like as soon as that thing comes out, it swings the betting lines in Vegas on all the MVP stuff because it's a read of the voters.
Right.
And it's pretty and it, like information we report is used in the way people bet on games. I accept and understand that. But it's awkward for me when I go on TV and they're like, okay, who do you think? Lakers +4.5? Lakers.
Do they ask you that?
Yeah. And there's segments that are like sponsored by the gambling companies
sure.
now. And I kind of opt out for now. For now, I've just tried to opt out.
Because if you think about this,
I don't know if I can always do it. I have to sit and think about it a little bit more because, like, on some level, it is what it is now. It's just
right.
integrated into the sports landscape. Like, you can, there's places now, you go to a game, you could bet at the game.
Yeah. Oh, no. And they're putting sports yeah. books at
stadiums.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a bookie anymore.
Think about it this way. So I am practice squad guy for NFL team.
Okay.
I can see with my own eyes that the quarterback
100%.
Doesn't look right, isn't playing well, is dealing with injury, whatever that happens to be. I, as practice squad player, text cousin and say, hey, quarterback doesn't look good, is hurt,
yeah.
might not play well. It's impossible
yeah.
to contain that, right?
Yeah. I and that's what makes me really nervous about all this is that when you, I don't like the idea that we can just pretend gambling doesn't exist because people like to gamble on
sure.
sports. I like engage, you know, we talk
and
about
it's
engagement.
It's absolutely part of what we're doing
now.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we just had Anita Marks on, right? I mean, there's a recognition that people are really into sports betting and gambling and all that. And we want to provide content that'll help you get your bets right.
Right.
Okay. But it's just getting a little too close to the games for my taste.
I don't know that there's a way around it.
No, I think it's the door has been.
Think about it. You're talking about sports books at the game. I mean, during games, people from FanDuel or DraftKings will show up in commercials saying, don't forget your second half parlays.
I know.
Like right in the middle of the game. And people don't need a sports book. They're on their phone.
I know.
You can just bet as simple as that. Now, not in California. Our guys haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
But in other states, like my brother lives in Ohio. They just added sports gambling January the 1st.
Yeah.
He says people are out of control.
Like practice squad guy that you're referencing.
Yes.
I mean, let's say he is on a week-to-week contract.
Yep.
Nothing's guaranteed for him.
Sure.
Somebody says, I'll give you $10,000 a week to give me inside information for as long as you're on the team.
Yeah.
$10,000 a week under the table. Nobody has to know. How you feel about that?
Yeah. It's there, it's available, and that's what happened with this Alabama baseball coach.
Yep.
Sneaking out information. People, can you imagine betting on Alabama baseball?
I feel weird, too, because there's a lot of stuff that we know as reporters. Like, I get these things all the time. the odds for the next head coach or of whatever.
Sure.
The odds for whatever. And I can tell you right now which ones of those have no chance.
Right. You can just cross them off the
list. No, just don't even bet on it. Save your money. Or I can say, they're probably going to hire that person, whatever.
Right.
Like, people will ask me all the time, like, what should I, like, friends of mine will go to Vegas and, hey, what do you, I'm going to just put down like five games while I'm here.
Yep.
What do you like?
It's there. It's
all
there.
All the time.
And it's integrated into our life, and it's integrated into the way we're going to talk about sports, and it's integrated into the way we're going to cover sports and the way sports operates. So, we all got to live with it, and we all got to deal with whatever consequences come from it. All right, coming up, Momo, I want to ask you about the whether or not people love their job. We love our jobs.
Yep.
But some people in the NBA apparently don't, according to Patrick Beverley. We'll do that coming up next as we continue to get you ready for Game 2, Lakers versus Warriors at the Chase Center in San Francisco. We're going to take you right up to pregame with Alan Sliwa. Tip off early tonight, 6 o'clock, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.